I'm at St. James the Less Church in Westminster. I've just come out of a very raucous meeting of Ugandans for Labour. The Ugandan community is anything from 50 to 100,000 in the UK. Many of them expelled under the tyranny of Idi Amin in the early 1970s. They make a huge contribution across our society and our economy. They've also got some distinctive needs, and they've never been properly organised. And one of the great things about Ugandans for Labour is I think it is going to organise the Ugandan community, both to address their own needs in areas like health, for example, but also to be part of the wider Labour movement. They've been brought together by the Movement for Change as part of this drive to find the community leaders and community organisers of the future, with an absolute commitment not just to a diverse society but to an integrated and unified society. And those have been the themes that we've been talking about this morning, and there's a real sense of energy in the room, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what this group achieve.